Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to African Scriptures. Tonight we're going to discuss the concepts of prayer using the morphological tools that we covered last week. And we'll be right back with you after a few short messages.
Become a part of the Women's Song Community Experience. Find us at facebook.com/womansong. Follow us on Twitter at womansong. And for highlights of our shows, check out our YouTube channel. We will do the thing that many think cannot be done.
Hello, and we're back. We're going to cover, there are two words, one is Hebrew and the other in Aramaic, that are used to communicate the concept of prayer, or praying in from the Hebrew and Aramean speaking people that wrote the books that were considered sacred, that we call the Bible. Okay? Matter of fact, there's another word I'm going to add to our study, and that is Amen. The words would be Tefillah, like the book of Psalms in Hebrew is termed Tehillim, which is very close to Tefillah. And there's the word Zelah, spelled Zalit, Zadeh, Lamed Aleph, and that's the word is used in the Aramaic text. Okay, now when we say prayer, I'm just going to just give the concept in English. We're talking about attracting the attention of the deity to you, the person, the worshiper, the person who's making the supplication. And that's what you're doing. You're trying to attune your mind, your consciousness, your body. Every cell in your body, every thought should be focused up on what it is you're trying to communicate. Basically, you're functioning as a transmitter. You're transmitting a psychic signal from yourself through to the Creator, the Creators. And you want, and even the creators, they use nature, which is all living things, all living beings, entities that they created, including you, as a means to contact them and to contact, you know, your fellow man. That's why we talk about prophets, people speaking, hearing a word from the Lord or from Yahweh. That's the creators using you as a vehicle to contact your the rest of the creation, humanity. So, let us talk about some of the basic things that you do when you're trying to pray. One of the things, let's say you focus in your mind, you have to understand words. And that's one of the basic things we're doing on this program is teaching, discussing, covering word meanings, how words are formed, what are letters. And letters, and we can just go ahead and say letters are actually symbols. We talked about that in the previous installment. They're actually symbols, and if your ability to arrange the letters using the the description of the term is Debar, which we covered on the Debar Teshuvah program, which is really it's like semantics of characters. And by your ability, your skill at arranging the characters to communicate messages is how we write and we agree to learn how to pronounce those particular sounds that are represented. And that's how we communicate to each other through writing and through speech. Okay? Now, by understanding words, now we have to worry about concerning ourselves with sound. The sound of words, pronunciation, they vibrate through the air, that's what sound is, the vibration of the letter through the air. And it's creating a disturbance, if you will, in the in your area. And so it's like a ripple of water, throwing a rock in the water or rippling or waving your hand in a pond, creating ripples. And that's what your words do through the air. Okay? So when you have the sound correct, then and the meaning of the words, you're more effectively articulating yourself to your creators. Atmosphere. Now, the third thing about atmosphere is you have to have the proper, we just say atmosphere in terms of environment. You want to have your space, the space that you're in, appropriate to keep you focused and to make sure that your messages that you're attempting to transmit will proceed undisturbed. And one thing is like natural sound, the sound of the birds, the trees, the animals are typically not disturbing. You know, provided they're not, being noisy, howling or whatever, but those natural sounds, they're just regular communication, audible level that don't distract you from doing what you're doing. Is the type of environment that you want. Music, you can have certain types of music playing that contribute to your focus. Okay? Posture. The posture of the body, the positions that when you arrange your appendages and everything, it must be conducive to what you're trying to accomplish, whether it's lying down, face down, prostrate, whether you want to sit with your legs crossed, standing, with the arms stretched out. All of these are various well-known forms of prayer. On the knees with the arms stretched out, on the knees with the hands clasped together. All these are various postures for communicating and to the divine. Study. Study is used to prepare yourself for this particular endeavor, to be able to understand what it is that you should be asking for or communicating about, because this is this is a very important work. So you prepare yourself to pray. Then we're more accustomed to the kind of pleading prayer. We just, that's which is more characteristic of Western spirituality, just pretty much asking for things that you want, which is not in violation of what prayer is. Prayer is just basically trying to attract attention, but when you get this attention, you really want to have something important to say. instead of, you know, sound like a very self-centered person. It's just thinking about the self, which is what we have here in the West. Breathing control, or breath control. We must know how to circulate the air flow through the body to fully oxygenate ourselves so that we're channeling the living energy throughout ourselves properly. Basically, we're just amplifying our signal. That way, if we're praying audibly, we want to be able to breathe well so that we can properly project the sounds most effectively. And I know that I need a lot of work in this particular area. The mode of living is important because the beings, the deity with which you are making contact, need to reflect the nature or character of that entity or deity in which you are making supplication. And in our last area here is ritual. Ritual, by what I mean ritual, I mean you can do it in a service which is engaging in activities which brings spirit that is non-manifest into direct effect or meeting with the physical that is manifested at a specific period in order to carry out a well-defined function. And you can contact me online, and we can discuss that further. Or you can call in on our next episode. Okay? Now, these are the areas you should be concerned about if you're interested in prayer seriously. If you want to, you know. And so that's what we need to be doing to conduct this exercise most effectively. Now, the root word for our first word in Hebrew, pelal, for tefillah, the root word, the parent root is pelamet, pronounced either pel or paul. And the definition they have here in this is to plead. And the English usually, well, it's really like a translation. Has commonly translated as plead. And they don't have a concrete definition here, but they have an abstract definition here listed as judgment. But the pay, the letter pay, represents, is a pictograph that represents the mouth. And because the word in Hebrew for pay is pay, spelled payod. And it's a picture of a mouth, and the lamet in pal or pel is a picture of a shepherd's staff representing authority, leadership, directorship, control. So you combine these characters, symbols, pictograms, using the skill we discussed on the Dabar Teshuvah show program, which is a semantics. Character, symbolic semantics, and we combine these to mean speak to authority, a coming to one in authority to intercede on one's own behalf for another. Now, the exact derivative of those parent roots is down here, and let's see which one. I just had it. Pela. That's it, Pela. H. And it is we're having some technical difficulties here. But okay, it's is used to, here it is, M, plead. The derivative is spelled payod lamed. Now, to make it a noun, we could just put the tau in front of it. Some people say tav, and it's tepila, or tepil. But this is the verb root derivative. And they have the noun form here as well. And it is described as pleading. And they have here the frequency of this particular derivative is 77 times. And it's translated as prayer in the KJV. And the Strong's number for it is 8605. 8605. Now, we talked about the term is to plead to authority or to appeal, to speak. That is what that particular form is, speak to authority, speak to the leader. You're transmitting your signal either through your mind or audibly, meaning speaking out loud or doing it telepathically. That's what one form of meditation. The word for meditate or to concentrate, work your mind, to use cunning, whatever it is, hey, gimel, hey. And you can use that form of mental concentration to appeal to authority. As a technique, meditation is a technique of prayer, a technique that is you don't have to pray to meditate, but you can pray by meditation. So, we're going to look at the Aramaic term here for prayer, and it is spelled Zare Lamet Aleph. Let's see, we're going to I'm going the wrong way in my lexicon here. And doing this gives us the confidence to understand what we're doing and to accomplish our spiritual goals. Here it is. It's Zadeh Lamed Aleph, and the root is Zadeh Lamed. And the root means to shadow. It's translated as shadow. That means it's a translation of shadow. And the pictogram is the Zadeh, which is the symbol of hunting or a trail. And the Lamed represents authority, control, or directorship. So this concept of the root would lead in this parent root has a derivative, which has an aleph as the final letter, consonant. It's a Zadeh Lamed Aleph. And it is translated as pray. And it's only used in the Aramaic. And they say here that this particular derivative, the three-letter consonant, is used twice. But I've seen the derivatives of this derivative used more than twice. Through a method, it's the only word used for prayer. Remember, the two-letter consonants are consistent. And it's the only form used in the Aramaic scriptures. And basically, it's communicating the idea of seeking or following the trail of the director. And then the Aleph at the end, I would say a director of strength. So, as Dale Allen Hoffman, the Aramaic Bible, lecture or whatever, he uses this, he interprets this as setting a trap for God. So you like burn the incense, you set the atmosphere, you live the appropriate lifestyle, and you get your thoughts together, you get your breathing, and you focus your mind, and this setting a trap, or like the Bible talks about doing the conducting the sacrifice, and you attract the attention of the deity to you, and you have your thoughts, and that way you make connection with the deity, and that is, those are the basic rudiments of prayer. And we have just applied the techniques that we learned the previous week of morphology to understand how we understand words and their functions, so we can understand how we are to appropriately to practice, express, conduct our spirituality. And this will conclude this episode of African Scriptures. And you can join us in the African Aramean Scriptures group on Facebook if you'd like to see a lot of our other writings and commentaries and researches that are going on regarding the biblical text. And I thank you for tuning in, and you all have a good week. Shalom.